We are less than 3 weeks away from the 2012 presidential election, and both candidates are hitting the campaign trail hard, as you might imagine, trying to convince undecided voters. Now, a new report shows that the CIA station chief in Libya reported to Washington within 24 hours that the attack was carried out by militants, not a spontaneous mob, as the administration had initially said. This as we come up on the last debate dealing with foreign policy. It takes place Monday.
And joining us to talk more about it, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. Good to have you back, Gwen.
Good to be here.
How important is this final debate?
Well, you know, it's important in this respect. We know there are not a lot of people decided, but those who have not decided, that is. But among those who haven't, they're still paying attention. We've seen these numbers for these debates. Ratings go through the roof. A lot of voters are watching. They still can't get enough of watching these two guys stand side by side. This is not a lot for the president, not a lot for Mitt Romney. So we don't know between now and, I guess, the 17 days and 8 hours, not that I'm counting, left in this election year. What's going to be the thing that tips the balance? So, yeah, we're all going to be watching very carefully.
Everybody who's been following the election, even voters who really don't know who they're going to choose at this point, admit it's really about the economy. This is foreign policy. How will this have the, you know, will this have the impact on voters?
You know what voters want to hear? They want to hear these candidates talk about them, not about each other. They want to decide who to believe. Politicians in Washington are held in such low esteem these days that the question right now is trustworthiness. So if the president, if you hear the president and Mitt Romney sparring about who said what about Libya, it's really about trustworthiness. If you hear the president and Mitt Romney sparring about who's going to raise your tax and who's going to not, it's really about tax. It's really about trustworthiness. And if you see, as you see all over our airways, all these ads with women looking into the camera and saying Mitt Romney does or does not believe in abortion, that's really about who do you trust. And it's targeting very specific groups, trying to get them to listen to that. So it almost doesn't matter what the topic is. That's the underlying issue.
And in recent weeks, maybe the biggest group has been women voters.
It's a huge, huge group. And part of it is because women voters vote more than men voters. And part of it is because President Obama had such a commanding lead in most polls among women voters until the last week or so. And that's turned out to be the slipperiest part of the electorate. So the president wants to get those women back, and Mitt Romney wants to keep them and at least get that second or third look.
All right. Washington Week with Gwen Ifill, a National Journal, airs tonight at 8 on TV 26. As always, thank you, Gwen.
Take care.